Okay. Presented by Findlay Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're keeping tabs on what's going on up there at Indy. It is a joint practice for our Falcons. Day one, they'll do it again tomorrow. And then, of course, Saturday, they will play their second preseason game. Coming up, we'll find out what's going on with Guy Talk. But, Mike, what is the latest?
All right, starting with our buddy Daniel Flick from the AJC. He says he'd give the Colts defense a solid edge over the Falcons offense today. He writes, aside from Drake London's big play, been tough sledding for Atlanta. Few sacks, pressures, TFLs. Falcons have had hit a few good runs.
Okay.
But let's get from the veteran source. D-Led from Bowtie Sports. D-Led says, Brandon Dawless and Colts guard Quentin Nelson just had a major battle one-on-ones, and Nelson's a beast. Dawless held his own. Falcons won their share. And if I could just day-day give a plug, Bowtie Sports, it's a tremendous value. $27.99 Exclusive content.
Netflix prices, D-Led.
Unique
what are you talking
videos,
about?
Podcast access. Support independent coverage. Bowtiesports.com.
These bow ties ain't cheap, huh, D-Led?
Darn right.
Well, you know what? He said to us, we were big camp, and I was like, D, what you charge? He was like, regular price. He was like, $80.
I put the legwork in. I had to save money on this flight to Indy. I UPS myself in a box. Poked some holes. Had some Chex Mix. So get on it, Bowtie Sports.
But he's going to expense that, by the way. He's going
to
expense
that. Great way to fly on a budget.
But look,
it was hard to staple myself in.
We expect big things from Dorless, though, man. He was a baller last year.
He's that dude. And D-Led also goes on to talk about what you mentioned earlier. You saw, apparently, Tua missed the snap again. No, it was commented on earlier. I mean, it just, that's something that, you know, you can't have happen.
That's basic.
You know, and that's, and I'm not trying to, you know, be like Psych 101, but it just, what's going on? Where's your head?
Dude, I have no idea. Like, seriously, and again, this is what practice is for.
Right.
But then it happened in the game, right? And then you go, all right, so next time we see Tua, I'm assuming it will be the third preseason game.
Right.
But those things cannot happen, man. That's just fundamental stuff. Mike, you seriously want to get benched? Like, you don't want to play?
Yeah.
Start fumbling snaps.
And again, there's a lot of video out there, guys. You can check. D-Led's got some. We talked about Flick's got some as well. Of Michael Penix Jr. in seven. Again, all we can see is all he can do, which is the 7-on-7s. Juwan Taylor at right tackle with the first team. Don't have any individual evaluations on the specific tackles and guards, we presume. If there's nothing about him false starting or something like that, I guess he didn't do that.
Yeah, and that's good news. Look, if we're not reporting anything on a guy, it's good news.
Right, and apparently they've had some, I guess, who is it for the Colts? I guess Warren has a groin, as you would say, left practice.
Oh, they're tight end?
They're tight end, Tyler Warren.
Oh, he's a dude.
Yeah, so as fantasy owners, stay tuned.
When'd you draft, by the way?
Tuesday before the season starts.
Okay.
Yeah, because
so you got time.
I don't know. I know some guys like to get it early.
Yeah.
I just think you go as late as you possibly. I know if you want to have a party, that's one thing you want to get your people together face to face. But we just, you know, the shenanigans, like we stream it and it's just easier. Everyone does the video and have fun and bust chops. But I always wait to the last possible second for injuries and everything else.
Yeah. It's interesting because I'm already seeing a bunch of fantasy things and I'm like, it's still too early. I'm with you. Right. Hey, man, let me give you a scenario, okay? And I want to lay this out because some of y'all are going to be like, that's impossible. It's not. Here's a scenario. Falcons are 2-3 after five games.
Okay.
Tua is your starter. He's completing 70% of his passes. He's got 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's averaging 290 yards per game. You leave him in there after five games.
Right.
Or do you make the change? And this is with the assumption that Michael Penix, again, has been cleared, but he's not played, and he's waiting. All right, we're waiting to see him. If you're going, that's impossible, or that sounds impossible. Those are his first five games of 2023. That's when he threw for over 4,000 yards.
Right.
Okay.
So at that point, it was 11 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
Correct. Through five games.
Right. Which is good. That's 2-1.
And the thing about it is, with our schedule, Mike, you've brought this up. The first five games, it's a beast. It's a bear.
Look, Pittsburgh is on the road. You know, I know that they ended their season with a whimper, but that's still a really robust defense that's going to be getting after it. Carolina, guys, you want to laugh all you want about Carolina? They're beating us up the last couple of years.
I'm not laughing.
You know, and they get us inside, and Derek Brown and everybody else and all the pieces they've added. At Green Bay, you're going into Lambeau on a Thursday night. You know,
it'll be rocking.
For short turnaround for that game. At New Orleans off of that, Baltimore here. Those are your first five.
You think Lamar's going to come in here and lay down?
I mean, Lamar on that field turf.
Come on, man.
With all those weapons. You know, and again,
and that's a Sunday night game, isn't it?
It's going to be it's going to be a lot of Ravens fans. It's going to be an epic atmosphere.
So I'm just saying, five games. If we're 2-3,
I'll
and Tua
that.
Is completing 70% of his passes, 11 touchdowns, five picks, and averaging almost 300 yards a game, I'm not making a change.
And then you get the word that Penix has been cleared.
Yeah,
Penix is cleared. So this is the argument I was having with some guys the other day. Now, Day-Day went and did the research. Thanks for the numbers. Those are great numbers. And look, even on a year where he got benched, he came in here and kicked our butt through all those touchdowns against us, right, here at Mercedes-Benz.
Tua made us look like we didn't know what the hell we were doing.
Right. But I'm just saying, I mean, if that's what he's doing in those first five games, how do you bench him?
You can't. I don't think
you
can.
And that's why, I mean, now on the flip side, if he's missing snaps and he's overthrowing
but
guys and
easy.
He's throwing picks.
See, this is hard.
Right.
That's easy.
Right.
The easy thing is he's fumbling, he's doing things that make the decision easy. This is hard. Because when you do this, you better know that it's going to be better than this.
Right.
And I don't know if anybody right now knows that it'll be better than that if this scenario was to play out. Now, again, 2023 was one of his best seasons, and that's why we're taking those five games. But it's not impossible. He's already proven he can do this. If you knew Penix was going to give you 70% completion, and by the way, he's never done that. Not in his NFL career. I know it's short, but he's not done that. He's been below 65%. And give you this kind of production per game, then yeah, you go ahead and make the change because it's got to be better. The easy decision, Mike, is, dude, we're losing, and he done looked the part. That's an easy decision.
So that's where, right now, the Falcons scenarios could play out. That's where we're living. That's why, you know, it's sports talk radio. It's fun to have these hypotheticals, right? And we can't wait for the season to start. We're actually talking about the stuff that happens on the field.
Games, real
but
games.
These are, but as far as hypotheticals, I know coaches hate that. Day-Day throws out some really interesting scenarios. If we go 2-3 for those first five games.
You're living with that?
I think most Falcon fans feel we got a shot here, and you're going to roll the dice with Tua until he isn't doing those numbers, you know? I mean, this is a difficult schedule. I know it's hard because the schedule experts look at it and say, well, the winning percentage from last year, yeah, but we have teams who are expecting to get back in it. Ravens weren't a playoff team by virtue of a missed field goal late in that game against Pittsburgh. We know what Green Bay is. We're going to see the Bears. We're going to see the 49ers. Tampa, Cincinnati, KC. That's the next five.
It's tough.
I mean, and that's another thing. I mean, maybe you'd like to bring, if Tua does have some struggles, maybe you want to bring a Tua in against a Bears defense, which is a little bit easier than going up against a San Francisco defense.
You mean Penix?
Penix, I'm sorry, Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I just think all of these, this first 10 weeks is, and it's literally survival. I mean, seriously. And I think if you can get to 5-6 wins, Mike, in that first 10 weeks, then you give yourself a chance to get to 9 or 10 wins, and then we can see where this thing takes us. But remember, this division, 8 wins has been winning this division.
Right. And we had a guy hit us up earlier on the text line was saying that the Falcons, this is coming from them, basically trying to prevent Michael Penix Jr. from injuring himself again prematurely.
That's what he said. Yep, that's what
he said. I mean, when you watch, and again, there's no one chasing him, I get that, but he's making all the football moves physically. We said this 2 weeks ago at practice. You know, he looks fine. In the middle, you and I chatting with Dave Nelson, he sprints because that's part of his rehab. He's going to do intermittent sprints, and he looks fine. So it is weird when we compare and contrast a guy. I know it's a separate injury, and it was only his first major injury, but Daniel Jones coming off an Achilles that happens a few weeks after Michael Penix is already out there, and we're still waiting to get that clearance from Mike.
Well, he's been cleared, according to the TV guy, right? Their play-by-play guy. He said Daniel Jones has been cleared.
Right.
And that's why I paused. I was like, That is a tougher injury to come back from. But to Mike's point about you've already had other injuries, bodies heal differently, and that's just where it is. All right, 404-726-0929. Text us and let us know what you think. And by the way, don't be a hater. You're not making a change either if those are the numbers.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no way.
And for instance, you know, guys, we get into it last year. Like, if you go back to last year's schedule, Mike did enough to win the first game of the year. The special team screw-ups, and Koo got cut. You know, there's certain things where Mike was looking good. The Carolina game, Mike wasn't so good. You know, I thought he did enough to win the Colts game in Berlin, despite some mistakes that were made. He throws a ball 50 yards down the field, puts it in Pitt's hands, he drops.
Didn't they run down our throats?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's why when guys get all enamored with Ulbrich, I say, you know, sometimes he doesn't stop the biggest weapons you got to stop, whether it was Jonathan Taylor or Christian McCaffrey. That's part of the reason why. How much have we improved our run defense off teams where teams ran through us like poop through a goose last year?
That was a big problem. So it's going to be interesting, guys. We'll keep you updated.
Right. But my point I'm making is if the defense isn't holding up its end of the bargain, but Tua is doing his, then you keep him out there.
Oh, yeah. Look, I this is why individual performances matter to a certain extent. Like, Kirby's right when he said today, I know you guys want us to throw the football down the field, but there's a lot that goes into a wide receiver getting the ball down the field. Protection, right. The throw, right?
Is the route about, run properly?
Absolutely. Right. All this stuff, like, before we get to that. But at quarterback, like, you can be really productive and still be on a losing team. Because there's all this other stuff. Kicking game.
Well, look at all the, like Joe Burrow a couple years ago. Look at all the numbers the Bengals put up and the defense could score
anybody.
42 and give up 45.
Great point. So that is – and look, if that's the scenario we're dealing with, then that's a whole different conversation right. Once the season rolls around. All right, your thoughts are welcome. You guys can find us on social media as well. ATL Bell 929. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. Follow the show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. More on the Falcons. More coming out of practice as they are on the field. I think they're about to get off here by 5 o'clock, but they started this afternoon, guys. These are afternoon practices up there in Indy. Also, Grant's going to join us to talk more about the Braves. Mike had an interesting comment today about who he trusts less, who's more worthless when it comes to this Braves lineup.
Right.
We'll get into that much more, but what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, if you missed it at the end of the show yesterday, what's going on over in Arab, Alabama? You got coaches pretending to be on another team. Wait, that's a Michigan thing, Carl. And speaking of Michigan in the Big Ten, yeah, they might have back-to-back-to-back natties up there, but Big Ten, they are some awful people.